interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
The day that would live in infamy, as President Franklin Roosevelt said. 7 years ago this week, December 7th, 1941, Japan attacked the U.S. Navy's Pacific Fleet at Pearl Harbor, forcing Roosevelt to declare war.
No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory.
Victory did come at a horrible price for both sides, but for Japan, loss was catastrophic. Why did this little island nation start a war they had no chance of winning? Our next guest has taken a close look at the question that has troubled historians for years. Jeffrey Record is a professor of strategy at the Air War College in Montgomery, Alabama, author of A War It Was Always Going to Lose, Why Japan Attacked America in 1941. And Professor Record, Jeffrey, it's fascinating. You know, you say in retrospect, it was inevitable. There were economic and nationalistic reasons, and we'll get to that. But largely, Japan was also betting that the quality of their character would offset the quantity of American might because of America's character. Why? What did they think?
The Japanese felt that the United States was a soft, consumer-oriented society, racially mongrelized and lacking the kind of martial virtues that the Japanese believed that they possessed.
When you say racially mongrelized, it was a nation of immigrants.
It was a nation of immigrants. It also had non-white races, and the Japanese were, of course, quite racist themselves. They were under no illusions about how big and powerful we were, but they thought that their kind of martial virtues and greater spirit would offset our material superiority.
Well, and in some way they were right that, I mean, soft isn't the right word at all, but at the time, Americans were isolationist.
We were very isolationist, despite the fact that Roosevelt was trying to nudge us into the war in Europe, which he felt the United States had to enter sooner or later. He did not want war with the Japanese. So in some respects, the war in the Pacific was a mistaken war.
And when you say war in Europe, of course, Germany attacking Britain and Roosevelt concerned about that. But again, Americans were isolationist. What else was going on at the time? We found it fascinating that you remind us, you know, this is 1941, and Japan was really dependent on the U.S. for oil. This was before Middle East oil was as big globally.
Yes, believe it or not, in 1941, the United States produced almost two-thirds of the world's oil production. The Japanese were 80% dependent on us for their oil. They didn't like being that dependent. They moved into Southeast Asia simultaneous with the attack on Pearl Harbor in order to grab the oil and mineral resources of the Dutch East Indies, also known as Indonesia.
Right. And so, and Roosevelt actually was watching this and was concerned about this expansionism on the part of Japan. But there was one third thing going on before we get to what the attack did. This nationalistic spiritual idea that the Japanese had that sort of underscored how they felt about their national identity. It was God was on their side. They were ruled by God.
Yes, yeah. They were ruled by a god in the form of the emperor. They believed that they were divinely destined to rule all of Asia. They pointed to the British Empire and America's domination of the Western Hemisphere as models of what they should have in East Asia. The problem is that most of Southeast Asia, at least, was under European colonial control. So that means that for the Japanese to have established an empire, they would have to clash with the United States and Great Britain.
Right. So clash they do. With the attack on Pearl Harbor, in one fell swoop, it demolishes America's isolationism. It propels Roosevelt's interventionist foreign policy, but as you said, towards Japan, not towards Europe, as he had originally wanted. You actually quote a former aide to President Roosevelt who said, he was actually relieved that Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. Now, be clear here, because as we know, there are people who believe that Roosevelt was looking for an excuse to go to war, that Pearl Harbor was a false flag, you know, like weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And that is closer to conspiracy theorists who've long said that U.S. officials, perhaps even Roosevelt, knew the attack on Pearl Harbor was coming and didn't stop it because they wanted to go to war against Germany.
The evidence really doesn't support prior knowledge by Roosevelt of the attack on Pearl Harbor. A war warning was sent out at the end of November. I think the Roosevelt administration did expect war somewhere in Asia, including a possible attack on the Philippines. But an attack on Pearl Harbor was really beyond the imagination.
So to be clear, you're not saying that this was something that Roosevelt knew about in advance or was a false flag for war. It was a very real event that triggered war.
It was a very real event that triggered war. I mean, Pearl Harbor was kind of a sideshow compared to the main event, which was the huge Japanese move into Southeast Asia. Roosevelt, I think, understood that war was near with Japan. Nobody knew exactly how and when it would occur. But the attack on Pearl Harbor itself was really not expected.
But it was a catastrophic mistake. Did the Japanese just think, what did they think? Did they think they would go from Pearl Harbor inland, or did they just think that they would frighten the U.S. from bothering them with their expansionist plans? What did they think would happen?
They really didn't have a strategy, but they wanted to believe that they could force the United States to fight its way all across the Pacific Ocean, which, of course, is what happened. And that at some point, the casualties would become so onerous that the United States would be prepared to enter some kind of negotiated settlement with the Japanese, recognizing some Japanese empire in East Asia. In my view, it didn't make any difference what the Japanese did after Pearl Harbor, or did or did not do. They were doomed the minute the first bomb hit the Arizona at Pearl Harbor.
And this is obviously when no one in the world was aware of what capabilities the U.S. did have, ultimately, with the bombs that were dropped on Japan. But where does this fall in history, Professor, you know, for sort of calamitous missteps?
Yeah, one of the reasons that drew me to this subject is that it was just hard for me to believe that any right-thinking people, rational people, could pick a war with the United States under those circumstances. Japan was completely trade-dependent on the United States, and Roosevelt essentially, in order to deter the Japanese from advancing further into Asia, Roosevelt shut off all the oil and ceased trade. That confronted the Japanese with either starvation at some point, submitting to the United States, or lashing out and hoping for the best.
So you started off with the question that historians have been asking for decades, why did Japan do this? Are you satisfied with your answer, a combination of nationalism, a perception of the U.S. that was wrong? You satisfied with your answer?
Yes, I think the Japanese reasoning was it is better to go down fighting, even if we lose, than to submit to the humiliation of being dictated to by the United States. And that was how they interpreted the increased economic sanctioning of Japan in 1940 and 41. And they were prepared to go down fighting rather than to take any more dictation from the United States.
Dictation about their expansionist plans.
Yes.
It's a cautionary tale about what a country's leaders might do.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Jeffrey Record, professor of strategy at the Air War College in Montgomery, Alabama, author of A War It Was Always Going to Lose, Why Japan Attacked America in 1941. Professor Record, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.